It's going to go through the roof right now. You're going to see things and prices you've never seen, and people are giving up. You know, hey, we have to curtail our salads. I mean, who would say such a thing? So you don't want a world where people are just eating McDonald's crap. Even that you can't afford right now, but it's going to get crazier right now. And I think, and I really believe you, that there's going to be a real problem with food supply globally, not just in certain areas. I think it's going to affect all of us right now.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. And wow, the global ecosystem for energy is getting absolutely wrecked. Supply chains are in dire straits, and it's not looking any better. Trump's just making a mess of things right now, it seems. And our guest today is a man who comments about these things. He's a great analyst. He's got a great background in innovation, startups, real estate, finance, medical conferences, and so much more. It's Dan from I Allegedly. That's his channel name on YouTube, and he joins us for commentary about current events. Welcome, Dan. Hey, it's great to have you on the show today.
Mike, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me out. I am so happy to be here right now. The best part is I always wonder, gosh, is there going to be stuff to talk about? We don't have to worry about that now. It's constant.
Isn't that the truth? So look, you live crazy out in California, and are you, you know, you already pay the highest fuel prices in the country, I assume, right?
We do. I have breaking news for you too. So, because I checked it for the interview, you've got diesel has just hit $7.50 a gallon.
Oh my God.
In California. So, you know, the kiss of death, Mike. I mean, you know, we both run businesses, and the underlying things that we pay for that don't benefit us. Now, I'm not shipping anything, but as far as the rise in prices that are going to affect every single person that's watching this video, you haven't seen anything yet. They're only going to go up, going to go one direction.
Well, that is clearly the case because the Strait of Hormuz remains under the absolute control of Iran, right? And
yes,
they're not allowing very many ships to pass, and only with permission. And so that means that most of the world is in an energy shortage, a fertilizer scarcity scenario, a scarcity of natural gas. This is affecting all the manufacturing countries, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, et cetera. How bad is it going to get, Dan?
I think that you're going to see, you had talked about this and I researched it, and it was how you're going to see third world countries that are going to have famine. They're going to have no food. They're going to have huge problems as a result of this right now with the fertilizer problem. You have farmers right now that are small farms that cannot go out and cannot pay for fertilizer right now for their small farm. Well, you know this, Mike, and I learned a lot of this stuff from you and watching your channel too, and that is today's crops, people think were grown yesterday. Well, no, they were grown, they're seasonal. And you know, we're talking about food 6 months from now that won't be there. And if you think the price of a tomato and the price of lettuce is high now, wait till you see what's going to happen, because it's affecting every industry right now. Fishermen, they can't afford fuel right now. So you've got a small fishing company that maybe 2, 4, 8 people can't afford to buy fuel to go out and fish. And then wages, everything else. I mean, it's just compounded. But the problem with the fertilizer right now is it's going to affect things dramatically over the course of the next 6 months. I have farmers that write me, and they're telling us the same thing, and that is that we're going to see less crops for the summer. You're going to see prices go only one direction, and that's up.
Yeah, that's clearly the case. And, you know, on top of that, I mean, you live in California, Central Valley area there produces a tremendous amount of the food for the United States, especially in the fall. And even though some farmers got fertilizer for this planting season, if the situation is not resolved, then they're not going to get fertilizer for the summer or fall planting, are they?
Not at all. And You know, it's funny. My daughter, you know, lives in Los Angeles, and she just took a trip to go to the Japanese Grand Prix, and she's got, you know, working there for 3 weeks. And she says, wow, Dad, it's cheaper here in Japan than it is in the States. And it's crazy how their perception of what's going on globally is very, very bleak. People are very concerned around the world with fuel prices. And we haven't seen anything yet. This, you know, the farmers here that are not raising crops, the cattle, you know, it's funny. People get crazy. Oh, we should have less, you should eat less beef. Well, okay, maybe. But, you know, that's your own personal choice. But as far as if they don't have the ability to even raise cattle, that's a problem. I wonder what the corn crop's going to be this year. I wonder things about that people don't really think about until it's 4th of July and they go, hey, honey, get a dozen corn for the party. I think that we're going to be in a real bleak time. You know, it was the latest thing that people wrote me about was the expense of St. Patrick's Day with corned beef and cabbage, how corned beef and cabbage had gone through the roof. And, you know, I'm lucky because people invite Dan out to different places. And and I go, God, I have no idea what corned beef is. And I grabbed one of those packages and it was $40 at the store. Whoa. And then I started looking at, $38 plus tax. And then I started looking at, you know, cabbage, a head of cabbage and the potatoes and everything. They've all gone in one direction. But I'm really concerned as I just did this, and I talked about this on my main channel, that I do purging of my food and make sure that things are current so that I don't want to wake up if I desperately need to eat this stuff and have something that's been outdated for 2 and 3 years. So I'm constantly rotating my supply and I have a schedule for that. But I found a receipt for a bunch of food I bought last time, which is a couple hundred dollars. I cannot wait to go. I'm going to really try to duplicate that list. And I would say it's going to be $400 to $450 to duplicate that food. Now throw in, you know, the price of wheat, throw in pasta, throw in beans, throw in everything, Mike. I mean, it's going to go through the roof right now. You're going to see things and prices you've never seen. And people are giving up. You know, we have to curtail our salads. I mean, who would say such a thing? So you don't want a world where people are just eating McDonald's crap. Even that you can't afford right now. But it's going to get crazier right now. And I think, and I really believe you, that there's going to be a real problem with food supply globally, not just in certain areas. I think it's going to affect all of us right now.
Well, exactly right. And the thing is, none of us know how long this is going to last and how much worse it's going to get, because the war with Iran is not resolved yet. Just recently, Trump said, this was reported in the Wall Street Journal, Trump said that he's willing to just let Iran have control over the strait and that he's backing away from that goal. Now, maybe that's kind of a psyop misdirection. Maybe he's trying to trick them again. But maybe he means it because he realizes you can't actually control the strait if Iran doesn't want you to control it. Because, you know, it's there. It's their geography. It's, you know, they're on the north side of the whole strait, right? So they can easily control it. And what that means is it looks like Trump may be surrendering to a control of the strait to Iran, which means that then Iran would control about 20% of the world's energy, natural gas, as well as oil, as well as fertilizer, as well as sulfuric acid and helium supplies. Well, actually about a third of the world's helium supply, which we use in our lab. You know, we use helium in all our instruments. So wouldn't that be a crazy, just a catastrophic loss of control by the United States to just, turn it over to Iran?
So. I 100% think so. I also, you know, I'm shocked at Senator Lindsey Graham. We just told you a story about that. But, this guy, you know, is out at Disney World, and these senators, I mean, I want my senator in Washington. I want them working on the problems of the United States, because we have millions of problems right now. And for this guy, you know, thinking that boots on the ground are the solution, I think he's crazy. You know, I don't see Israel. Everybody I've spoken to in Israel says, you know, we're not going in, Dan. So I don't know what you're hearing, but we have been assured that people that are in the military, people that are saying that they're not going in. But it's easy for these senators to send our kids in. And last time I checked, Lindsey Graham wasn't married. Lindsey Graham never had kids, doesn't have relatives that have children. I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts to think that we should, you know, go in there. And I think this would be a catastrophic loss. I am America first. I am the most pro-American person that there is. But I want this resolved yesterday. I want, you know, the Ukraine nonsense, you know, that we've pissed away a lot of money on. I want that resolved too. And I want, you know, all the bad actors of the world to stop. And I'm telling you, you want to have a problem? Wait till people can't eat. Wait till they can't get water. Wait till things like that. That's when you're going to have a problem. You know, we talk a lot about cyber crimes and different problems with people out there. You haven't seen anything yet, guys.
Yeah.
It is, it's going to continue, and you know?
The joke about Lindsey Graham is that Lindsey Graham was spotted in a completely artificial, delusional, you know, fake environment. And then he went to Disneyland because he was spotted in DC, which is the first artificial environment that's totally fake. So I don't know. I would rather Lindsey Graham hang out in Disney World for the rest of his life than come back to Washington, DC and mess things up even more. But
I mean, you can't, you know, what's funny is if from, as a former screenwriter, you would write things and people go, nah, no one's going to believe that. Right. What are you doing? And this is one of those things that if you had this pro-war senator that was walking around Disneyland with a, you know, a little fairy wand walking through, I mean, it's the stuff that I'd buy my daughter when she was sick and he's walking around carrying that. It's insane.
That is
it's
bizarre.
Insane. But the future of our children and our children's children, I want to just be an old man, Mike. And you've convinced me I need to be healthier and take better care of myself. And I've lost a bunch of weight and I exercise all the time and I eat better. And I know I could learn a thing or two from the health ranger, but man, I just want a safe world. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to go out and not have things be dangerous. Because I report on the business news every day and I wake up and say, am I going to talk about anything today? And it's just insanity. And there's now it's not, am I going to talk? It's like, how am I going to pare this down to make it so that I can, you know, squeeze it under 20 minutes and do something newsworthy that is crazy. I mean, that people will watch. It's not just made up craziness. So,
yeah. No, I'm so glad you brought us to this part of the discussion because I'm concerned now that this war will actually continue to escalate. And there's a very high risk that somebody takes this nuclear, probably Israel first is everybody's guess, and that then there's retaliation, maybe Russia gets involved, you know, Pakistan has nuclear weapons, et cetera. And in that kind of situation, then global famine goes way worse. And then we're talking about, you know, power grids going down and things like that. And I do want to mention that one of our sponsors is the Satellite Phone Store. And here's their website, sat123.com, where they offer satellite phones as well as some other things. They've got solar generators, as you can see here.
This is a great company. And I'll tell you, Mike, a few things about this. Sat123.com is fantastic. But one thing that I did commercials for them a couple years ago, and I got satellite phones and we promoted that. And I got and I bought satellite phones for all my family members. And we tested them out. But I have been on a cruise ship before, and I have been in the middle of nowhere in the world and been able to use that thing. And it's just open to the sky, and they work perfectly. It works just like your regular cell phone. They get rolled over minutes. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. There's nothing difficult. It's not like you have to have a license or anything like that. You turn that thing on and use it just like you would your own cell phone. And it has given me serious peace of mind. And, you know, it's funny. You've seen my stuff, Mike. I walk down to the beach. And I've had times, I've had family members sick when my late girlfriend was alive and I needed to be in contact the satellite phone was with me all the time, because I would be in a cliff in, you know, Dana Point, and I'd have no cell coverage, but the satellite phone would ring. So people need to understand this. You want to worry, you don't worry about your family members. You should get one of these. They're very inexpensive, and they offer all these great things. And check it out today, guys, because I love the company, and I just really believe in that. But that is going to be so important moving forward, Mike. It really is.
I'm very concerned if this war goes nuclear. Like, I know, like, you know, we're in the food business, you know, Health Ranger store and all of that. You need to come actually tour the whole facility in the new studio, by the way. But
it's funny that I was just a friend of ours said the same thing. Really? I said, well, I think I'm going there in May, but if I can get there sooner, I will.
So, oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Well, plus we have our new studio that you haven't, you've never seen any of this, but I'll give you a full tour. But I know that as much as I told my staff, I said, go out and buy all the food that you can, because I want to fill this warehouse. And so, you know, they're buying from farmers, and so far right now they're able to buy. But I know that the minute this war goes nuclear, if that happens, then we'll be wiped out in days. Like all the racks and the pallets of the buckets and the number 10 cans and the freeze-dried everything, it'll be gone. All the iodine, gone. It'll be gone in like, 48 hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, and I just think that, you're a gloom and doomer. No, you need to be prepared. You need to financially prepare for your future. You need to, this is no different. You need to be out of debt. You need to not live with a bunch of credit card debt, and you don't need a new car to impress anybody. You need to go out and be debt free and have money available and have assets available to you. And food is an asset right now. It really is. And being able to protect yourself, water, same thing. You know, it's important. It really, really is. But I agree with you. I just remember the COVID days, and I remember my kids in the house with me and how it just escalated out of control. But my brother who turned me on to you and other people, was the one that made me buy food. What's the worst thing that happens? You have food ready, and God love him, because never, you know, it's funny, my fifth anniversary for YouTube is this week, my fifth anniversary for YouTube is this week. And
tell us about your channel on YouTube, by the way, in case people want to find it.
Well, we do business news every day. We, basically, I do finance. I try to put my spin on it. I don't film just inside the studio. I am out walking around, and I love doing this. I love sharing my knowledge. I've been a businessman for over 40 years. I've ran medical conferences, and I was a great marketer. But when COVID hit, my brother came up with the idea of, why don't you start a YouTube channel? And that's where I allegedly came up with. I wanted something different. And originally we said, I allegedly, it's where some things haven't been proven yet. But again, I helped people get grant money. I help people get SBA loans. And my daughter, who has a much bigger channel than me that does event experiences, Amanda, told me, Dad, you need to shift, and you should use your business acumen to cover news. So I started doing that, and I absolutely love it. And it's been a huge success too. So
I love your channel too. And also, you have a great viewership base that sends you the most amazing and outrageous tips. Like, you get the best news from your users. Yeah,
it is. Cause they're the gold star clients, and subscribers that I've worked with, and they love doing it. They love the shout outs. They love sending me stories. But here's the thing, like I have a woman, Laura, in Connecticut, that sends me local stories from Connecticut, and she uses Patch, and I get all this great stuff, but I get all this insight from that. And then I have Dr. Marvin, who's a retired psychologist in Florida, and he scours the country and sends me such great articles around the globe. But he also has the perspective of, isn't it crazy what people are doing? The crazy thefts, the crazy things in business that you just wouldn't believe. You know, a guy just got caught this last week stealing 50,000 pounds of walnuts. And what do you sell 50,000 pounds of walnuts?
I don't know.
You know, the idea of a crime is to steal something to unload it. And I just, you know, walnuts taste good, but that's it. I just don't get it. And he sent me a story today, which is funny, which was the hot new thing for Dine and Dash is to go to a restaurant and eat as much free bread as possible and then leave. Come on, kids, let's
just
go.
Free
and
I'm bread? Like,
yeah, isn't that just insane? So Mike Adams would hate that. He wouldn't like the high carb load. But guys, I just it blows me away. It really does. And then we get all the different finance stories about the auto industry, and you know, we get some real insight because I start talking about a company called Tricolor, which was one of the largest automotive bankruptcies ever, and they had a model where they would lend money and to people that were not citizens of the country, illegals, and they wouldn't necessarily even have jobs, and they would get auto loans for these people.
Yeah,
and how do you go wrong with that?
The subprime
and they
mortgage were billion, for cars.
Yeah, and they would have people that would have, you know, 24% interest rates on an automobile.
Whoa.
And have 8 and 10 year loans, and then they wouldn't get paid back. And now you can't repossess a car with a person that doesn't have a job or doesn't have a phone. You know, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, but we cover everything from the logical things to the wacky. We recently did a story on, you know, how we're starting to see more grocery stores go out of business. People think that all these grocery stores do is make money hand over fist, and they work on such low margins. But you're starting to see, like, stores in Texas, Albertsons in Texas are starting to close down. And hundreds of people are losing their job. That's the other thing is,
yeah.
I look at all the WARN notices. I could go on for 3 hours about this. I'm going to
let me interject. Oracle just announced big layoffs, 20 to 30,000 people losing their jobs now from Oracle.
Wow.
Yeah. All at the same day. And
isn't that crazy?
We see this like every week. There's another big layoff of some, you know, tech company or somebody.
I think people get numb to the business news. I really do. Oh, yeah. Didn't you already talk about that? The other one that's crazy is the Ford. Ford has had more recalls in 2025 already than they had in 2026 than they had in 2025. But they set a record in 2025 for the most recalls. I mean, how they're still in business, I don't even understand, because basically – almost every car that was sold from 2020 until 2025 was basically under recall of some sort.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's unbelievable when you think about that.
You
could basically do the recall channel.
Ford has like the worst quality control of anybody I can imagine. I mean, I'm sorry to say, you know, their vehicles suck and their ergonomics suck and the reliability just isn't there, as is evidenced by what you just said, the recalls, you know. It's so much cheaper to fix the problem before it leaves the factory than to fix the problem in 100,000 customers later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we're seeing it, you know, big and small. My son went to school from California to Rhode Island and went to University of Rhode Island, got a degree, and moved to Boston while he tries to work in the film industry. And he's been a waiter ever since and made a good living in high-end restaurants. And he came to me about 5 weeks ago and said, I think this place is having trouble, Dad. And why? Well, because we can't, certain wine bottles are not in, certain food, they can't get broccolini. And I said, listen, this place is most likely going to go belly up. And I said, let's talk in the morning, but you need to get answers from these people. Well, I wanted to have another conversation with him. So he went into his boss and said, hey, I'm concerned that this place is going to go belly up. And I'm like, oh, son, you didn't say it that way. Yeah, I did. I said, no, I wanted to preface this first by what to say. And they were like, no, you don't understand. It's not us. It is the suppliers, the wine suppliers having financial difficulty, the vegetable supplier. And my brother's wife owns a restaurant. And she said, yeah, that may happen. But I'm leaning more towards you where they're going out of business because they just don't have the product. Sure enough, last night he gets a text at 10 o'clock at night that the place officially closed down.
Whoa.
And, you know, and I just, wow. But you're seeing this, Mike, all over the place. High-end restaurants, nobody can afford fast food. You've got, you know, McDonald's comes out with a hamburger that's $11 for a McDonald's, the McArch. It's outrageous. And I've had more receipts sent to me from people that are complaining about how McDonald's food is, you know, you've got an $18 combo meal. I mean, Mike, that's insane, Mike, to eat fast food for $18.
$18 combo meal. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, okay. So the bottom line is you and I both see that life, even in America, is going to become a lot more difficult for people. More difficult, yes, to afford groceries, more difficult to find jobs, and so on. So that leads me to the AI question. So as you know, I'm an AI developer. You love and use some of my AI platforms, and thank you for you know,
daily, but go ahead,
spreading, yeah, the word about those. But you also then know that AI is replacing jobs at a pretty rapid pace. I think Oracle, that's part of the Oracle layoffs, is, you know, AI automation of a lot of those jobs of like database administration. They've figured out how to use AI to solve about 95% of the database customer support problems. So they're letting go all these admins. What do you think, Dan, is going to be, you know, for the rest of this year and 2027, what's going to be the impact of AI tech and automation on the job market?
I think it's going to decimate the average customer service job. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. I went to Best Buy and bought a brand new door camera. I bought some cameras for the house that my buddy's going to, that are cellular based, that aren't tied to the regular internet and that are solar powered so that they will work if I'm not here or something happens and the grid goes down. They're going to be stored someplace. But I went and bought a new doorbell camera and wanted to have Best Buy install it. So they came out and the guy comes out, he goes, "Wow, your internet's way too slow. I've never seen internet this slow." And there's an existing doorbell camera in the house. And he didn't, what we figured out eventually was that he didn't want to work over the existing doorbell. He wanted to start and drill the hole and do everything himself from there. But as I called the company to say, "Wait a second, let's see if the doorbell's going to work. Hi, this is Jason. I'm your AI bot." And I'm like, "Are you a human being, Jason, or AI?" And he was, "Don't get angry with me. I'm AI. I can walk you through this whole process." And the AI bot walked me through 100% of it to get the existing camera to work,
yep,
for $4 a month. And Mike, I'm telling you, I took that $500 camera back. I got my money back. It was great. But I never spoke to a human being. And what's that system cost that company? I don't know. But it paid for itself because they, yeah, don't have workers' comp. They can, it can get, "Hey, I know you got attitude." And it spoke to me like a man would, like if you and I got in a heated conversation, like, "Oh, Dan, calm down. Just listen. I've listened to you. You listen to me," type of attitude. And that's what this bot did. And I'm like, okay, if you can fix it, this is going to be the coolest thing ever. And it did. I signed up and they got it. And I took all the other cameras back and, you know, told me that I needed a, you're just going to see craziness, Mike. You're going to see jobs go away. Now,
Dan,
waiter in a restaurant. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I prefer to talk to an AI customer service bot like you just showed, because number one, you can reach them all the time. Secondly, they speak great English. You know, you can understand them, and they have the knowledge because they're tied into a knowledge base. So yes, all customer service is going to go AI, but what I'm trying to bring up is that AI is proving to be even more capable than that, like middle manager, decision-making positions. That's what's going to happen over the next, you know, 18 months. And, you know, the AI CEO of Microsoft was talking about that, and many other business leaders saying this is going to replace middle managers. Amazon has said it's going to lay off middle managers and replace them with AI. You know, ultimately, it's going to gut a lot of these companies where you're going to end up with the CEO and the plumber, like the two people that can't be replaced by AI, but everybody in the middle is, you know, going to be obsolete. That's where this is going.
Don't you find it fascinating? Because I do like research at night, and when I start to go to sleep, I start researching, and every single day there's something new with AI that does something more elaborate than it did the day before. And it's fascinating because, I mean, I just spoke with my IT guy on web development. And as we were trying to copy something that we had already done, he's like, oh, I'll send you over, this will save you all this time. And you know this, from web development to design to describing an image of, I would really like my website to look like this. And it will do it in a matter of seconds. I mean, these people are basically out of jobs right now. It's going to save us an absolute fortune in the future. And you don't have any of these people show up late. You don't have them, show up, with a holiday. I mean, it's, I was raised Catholic, and it's funny. I went to the shoe repair guy that I use, and he said, I'll have it done on Friday. Oh, no, wait, I'm closed on Friday because it's Good Friday. And I was laughing. I was like, hey, if you were the AI shoe guy, you wouldn't close. But it was funny because he finally got the joke. But, you're going to see, I just think that people don't realize how different this world's going to be.
And what's coming? All right. So before we wrap this up, Dan, I have a prop from the museum here to show you that will make you laugh. To show you how far we've come, because I have an original set of Lotus 1-2-3 on 5 1/4 floppy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. In mint condition. Okay.
I'll bet you those are worth something right now.
Oh, this is worth something. Cause I have the actual gray floppy disk case with it too.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So this is from the 1980s, and this, back then you didn't even have Windows, by the way. You didn't have a Windows operating system, right? So you put these floppy disks in, and it came up with a spreadsheet type of thing, but it had a black background. You remember?
And no, absolutely. It was, and you just would hear that. Did it? It was cool. I loved it.
But fond memories. It had nothing in common with any other program. It had its own commands. You had to memorize everything about Lotus 1-2-3, and that was considered amazing, just to have the spreadsheet do math for you. Today, you don't even have to look at the spreadsheet because you just give your numbers to the AI and you say, you figure out like how much inventory we need to order. It does it all for
you. How cool is that? It's funny that my friend works in data cabling and they're starting to use AI for inventory and for product project management. And 2 years ago, they had a guy that had ordered $400,000 worth of cable. He goes, Dan, we had one project for this, and it's something you can't send back. So this is going to eliminate that. It's going to save companies a bloody fortune.
Yeah.
And they're just going to not, you haven't seen anything yet. But here is the thing that the IT guy and I were talking about, and you and I have had these conversations. You need to think what you're thinking about. You need to document. You need to be able to put it down and start to even just in your own voice, save it and say, I am thinking about doing this, because you're going to be able to do that. I've done artwork. I've done programs. We're working on websites right now as a result of this. And I am not an IT guy. I'm a marketing guy, and I don't have to talk to these guys anymore. I don't have to be at their whim. But again, where is it going to go? Is it going to go to the point that, is it going to go to car sales? Is it going to go to, will Best Buy not have people, walking through the store trying to sell you stuff? Will they cut their staff? Will you walk in there and say, I'm looking for this? And it'll say aisle 6B. And then you may have two people in the whole store that will walk you through if you have serious questions that the AI can't answer. I think it's going to save companies like that a fortune
This stuff. Yeah, clearly that's where this is going. And fast food is going to have fewer humans. It's all going to be automated to the point where, McDonald's is just like a robot fry factory. But anyway, the little robots, shaking the basket of French fries.
It's funny. I went through Taco Bell the other day and wanted just to get an unsweetened iced tea. And wouldn't you like to try our new dessert? Wouldn't you like to try this? Wouldn't you like to try that? And then I said, no, what else you got? Well, the chalupa's on sale. It's like, it was funny because the AI person, I never spoke to anybody until I got to the window and they took my credit card. But it's funny because that's the future. But Mike, think of a fast food restaurant, just one, what it saves and not having somebody work that that drive-through.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
totally.
A fortune.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And people
they're
just don't get it.
All right. Well, the channel, folks, is called I Allegedly. Here it is on my screen on YouTube. And our guest has been Dan Gulka. Dan, anything you want to add here at the end as we wrap this up?
You're very kind, Mike. And I love the Health Ranger. He's a great guy. I'm so honored to call him a friend. And I've always, you know, say I'm going to get Mike out and bring him out to a baseball game. But I know that's not going to happen. So I'm going to go to Texas and I'm going to see the studio and I'm going to hang out there. But Mike, I'm telling you, I love your content. I love the knowledge. I've learned so much from you. And if, you know, I always say, gosh, is anybody watching? And then I get feedback. But with you, you've made a real difference in my health, Mike. I've lost weight. I've
gotten
healthier. And as I get older, I know I can attribute it to you. And again, going through Taco Bell, maybe get a burrito too. Nope. Didn't do it, Mike. Just got the iced tea.
Hey, the chalupa is always on sale. Don't forget.
But it was funny because I just like they just kept selling stuff. And I'm like, I wonder how often this works, you know. But anyways, check out I Allegedly. Don't forget, you know, Friday on is the greatest channel ever. So like I told you earlier today, I can't wait. I've got a Vegas trip in a couple weeks where I'm going to go to the National Association of Broadcasters. And I'm going to really get knee deep in some variety on content on the way out because of all your, I mean, you do 2-hour stuff. So it's fantastic.
Well, you do a lot of just great broadcasts and coverage and you have a lot of unique news. I just want to encourage people to check out your channel. And Dan, you know,
thank you, sir.
You're not banned from YouTube. See, I'm totally banned and they won't even let me touch YouTube, but you have a channel there so people can find you there. For me, I have to build my own video site to not get banned.
I hear you. And I'm right there with you. I love your video sites. I love everything about it. So, come aboard, everybody. Just check out. Basically, I'm a 7-day-a-week kind of guy that's doing
business hard
news all the time.
Yep.
And I love it, though. I always think I work hard. And I was telling my girlfriend last night, I said, you should see Mike Adams. Mike Adams has got, he'll do 2- and 3-hour podcasts each day. So,
good man. All right, man. Well, we both have the work discipline, and that's what it takes to make it through whatever's coming. So thank you, Dan, for joining me today. It's always fun. And thank you,
brother. I appreciate you. And I'm going to come to Texas.
Please do.
And we're going to have a good time.
We'll give you the full tour. Maybe we'll have some humanoid robots for you to fight when you come. You know.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some barbecue, too. You'll break your...
Yeah,
we'll
definitely treat you to some good Texas barbecue. Yeah, no question about that.
That I love.
Okay, I do that a couple times a year, so we'll save it for your visit.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dan. And for all of you watching, thank you for watching. You can catch more of my content at brightvideos.com and articles at naturalnews.com. And then for Dan's site, it is I Allegedly. That's the channel at YouTube. Be sure to check out his podcast there. He's also a hard worker, and he's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and good stuff to learn from. So thank you all for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care now.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.